Blog Talk Radio.
Africa. Emo Ote. From Africa. Home, sir. The beautiful African. Izulethu. Fatshe la rona. Tiko ra hina. Shango lashu. The land is ours. My Africa, we apologize for the late starting. We had a slight technical problem. But the program continues, my Africa. Tomorrow, March 21st, is Sample Day, my Africa, the day the regime massacred 69 of our people who protested peacefully, my Africa, went to each nearest police station to surrender to arrest in defiance against the past system. My Africa, as we say, the apartheid regime shot and massacred 69 of the peaceful marching Africans, my Africa, in honor, in respect, remembrance of the fallen PAC martyrs and all departed sons and daughters of the liberation, that is, the heroes and heroines of our own liberation, who sacrificed their lives for you, my Africa, and you to have your sovereign right to vote. As we say, my Africa, 61% majority Africans did not vote in the past national elections in 2014. Many more have not been voting in the local elections. So the appeal to you, my Africa, is to vote. Let's push to establish the people's government, the people's parliament, in place of the party parliament. The party government. My Africa, as we say again, my Africa, vote to establish the people's sovereign parliament that will hold the executive accountable. Demand, my Africa, the people's parliament in place of the party parliament that has turned out to be a mere rubber stamp, my Africa, a tool, a poodle, an obedient servant of the corrupted and corruptive, compromised executive. You've got to separate the appeal to all of us, my Africa, in the country. Separate the state from the party and the party from the state. Because once you have a party-run state, you mingle, conflate the two. You mingle the party into the state. It's confusing, my Africa. It's confusing. You give power, undue power, default power, power by default, to renegades, to unthinking imbeciles, vulgus mobile, sheep that will want to squander, exhaust, extort. My Africa, we have seen it, it's enough. And we have a parliament, my Africa, today. Okay. It's a system that protects the minority. An electoral system that was meant to undermine the majority, our vote. And as we speak, my Africa, National Assembly, 400 members, my Africa, all appointed by political parties to parliament. We are not against that. I mean, you have to, but the fact is that parliament belongs to the people. It has to be accountable to the people, not accountable to, first accountable to the political party and party leaders. And as you speak, my Africa, okay, 249 of the 400 is from the party with the majority, that is the African National Congress. And 151 goes to the opposition. Total, as you say, my Africa, 400 MPs. On top of that, my Africa, the executive appoints 72 members to serve in the executive as cabinet ministers and deputy ministers. And mind you, my Africa, the People's Parliament has to be autonomous and separate and independent of the executive. Therefore, why do you mingle the two? Why do you mix up the two? Because you want to control and put control in one hand, as we have seen, my Africa. Devastating. So we mimic white supremacy, we mimic white culture, we mimic white political systems, and again, try to put in our own despotic tendencies inside. Petty totalitarians, petty dictatorships. And what happens, my Africa? The whole thing collapses because this one was built on sand. It was built on sand. You just copycat because people wanted portfolios. They wanted positions. They've got them. And relegated, deviated from, just abandoned the principles, core principles, my friend. So what business do the executive have to appoint MPs to come and... why do you have to get... The parliament belongs to the people. Boom. There's a boundary between the two. And it has its own separate budget to take care of the parliamentarians. People, stand up. Stand up because you have double dipping here. People want to have both, all across the board. My Africa, the People's Parliament should be sovereign. It should be autonomous, independent. Why mix and confuse and conflate parliament and the executive? There's no business of the executive sitting in parliament. No way. They vote two times. And sometimes they don't even make the quorum because they are busy scattered. My Africa, let's take our parliament back. As you say, my Africa, the president alone holds the prerogative and the power. He has the prerogative and the power under the constitution to hire or fire cabinet ministers and deputy ministers. And being the party political president, political party president, and the country president, which is the executive, my Africa, he impacts on the MPs list, the list of MPs that are deployed to parliament. He holds the influence, decision, whom to include, whom to exclude in the party list. And my Africa, you are beholden. You go to parliament, an autonomous parliament, people's parliament, and you are still beholden to somebody, the executive. You can't do that. The party MPs appointed to parliament should first, I mean, as you said, they first account to political party and party bosses. They are not elected directly by the people, and therefore not accountable to the people of Africa. They are not accountable to you, the individual of Africa, except, of course, when they promise to the voter on day of before or on the day of elections. Whatever they promise you, you fall for it. Sometimes they bring you meat and sacks of grain and whatnot and food parcels and whatnot. Africa, stand up. Stand up and be sovereign because you suffered for 21 years. As you say, Africa, the people should demand electing the people's parliament, separate, autonomous, and independent of the executive. Africa, the law. As you say, that the president, only the president holds the power under the constitution to appoint cabinet ministers and deputy ministers. And to continue, Africa, the president is prohibited. He has those powers, but he's prohibited under the constitution code, my people have to code, my Africa, to abdicate those powers conferred upon him by the constitution by delegating those decisions to, it can be a minister or anybody outside. Maybe, let's say, to the political party, but still, that's going over the board. But let alone giving that power to private individuals and expatriate foreigners who came into the country and became naturalized citizens just because they have a bag full of money. Bag full of money. Notes. Dollars. And they didn't even come with that much money. They've been using the state money to enrich themselves unduly because of your relationship with them. So, Africa, you cannot delegate to anybody, especially to private individuals and foreigners for that matter. Maybe, yes, you can want to talk to your uncle and whatnot, but that has to be a secret because you're not supposed to do that. Your wife, maybe your wife. No, you're not supposed to do that. So you are not permitted in Africa to merely follow, even take instructions from another person without, and you got to apply your mind according to the code here. Yes, president, you're not supposed to. Allowed to pass the buck. Now I'm reading some of the stuff that you get from the newspapers because the newspapers are trying their best there at home. And if the allegations are true that the president delegated decisions about appointing ministers and possibly other heads of departments like SARS and National Public Director of Public Prosecutions to any other person, let's find out, my friend, if he delegated the appointment of those people, the advice, decisions, to any other person, of course, including the so-called Gupta family in Africa, and possibly his son. Those appointments are null and void. So it continues, Africa, in the law, that if any other person than the president has a decisive say in appointment of ministers and other functionaries that are usurping powers, granted by the Constitution to the President. Therefore, acting unlawfully. If any other person other than the President has a decisive say in the appointment of ministers and other functionaries, they are usurping powers granted by the Constitution to the President, therefore acting unlawfully. Now, this under corruption law, Mafrika, to repeat, Mafrika, it is legal for an unauthorized person except the President. Illegal, Mafrika, for any unauthorized person except the President to offer a cabinet post as gratification for public officials, asking them to do something illegal, a favor or not, an act. And Mafrika, this, the act itself, does not require the person offered the benefit to have accepted it. Now, if it does not require the minister or somebody to have accepted it, he can be sitting there and be quiet. But if you offer him that, that's illegal, Mafrika. So, Mafrika, again, Mafrika, this means that even where an MP was offered a ministerial position and declined the offer, the people offering the post are guilty of corruption. Somebody has to go to jail, Mafrika, as we speak. Somebody, some family there in South Africa called the Gupta. They have to be arrested tomorrow for corruption. And the President, Mafrika, says, this is the law here, would also be guilty as he would indirectly have caused the offer to be made. Let me repeat. The President would also be guilty as he would indirectly have caused the offer to be made. Gupta dictatorship, Mafrika. A dictatorship of some sort. I don't know how these people crept in, but, you know, we talk about state capture. It's been going on. Even 1994, the name South Africa itself, a relic of white supremacy and prejudices, that name does not belong there. It came with a young man called Cecil John Rhodes. He had, I think, £3 in his pocket when he was, 17 years old. That boy ended up initiating the name South Africa. That was promulgated in the British Parliament in 1909 and adopted in South Africa by 1910. So the whole thing is captured, it's facade. And from there on, 1994, you had apartheid monopolies that paid you the liberation movement to settle. They gave you buildings. You remember the cell house? You get all the houses, you get everything. So you are captured. And the next thing is we had Brett Cables. Brett Cables was tutoring the ANC Youth League. These little radicals here, they were drinking wine at Brett Cables' place. Huh? The man was defrauded. In fact, he got bankrupt. And was assassinated. I mean, maybe he committed suicide. So the state capture, the Guptas are accumulation. They are just a silly, an evolving face, manifestation of the capture that began all the way. Because the country's name, if you keep on calling yourself by other people's names, like South Africa, John, Raymond, you are finished. Because you are in a permanent state of deception. That's why even today you talk about liberation. Where's the gold? Where's the diamond? Where's the economic reparations? Where's the economy? It's been run now by the banks, by the same monopolies, and much worse, by ratings agencies from outside. You talk about Fitch and Moody. Where were they when there was an economic collapse in 2008? In fact, they had predicted the junk bonds, the junk mortgage bonds. Because of their ratings, those bonds were accepted by pension groups and pensioners invested in that because of the word of the Moody's. What the hell are they doing in the country? Britain does not have resources. It don't have gold. It does nothing. Their finance or monetary power, the currency, is more powerful than the rand. In fact, they manipulate the pricing of commodities so that they have your render you junk status. So, Mafrika, this is not deep. This is not deep. It's simple. We have collaborators. We have co-optionists. We have surrenderists. capturist. Everybody captures you. But much worse, to be captured by the Gupta family, you're worse. There's no excuse for that. So what we are saying here is that the president, that means the MPs who has offered ministerial position and declined the offer, the people offering the post are guilty of corruption. The president would also be guilty, as would indirectly have caused the offer to be made. Somebody has to go to jail by tomorrow. Mafika Thembo Maseko, in the newspaper, CEO of the Government Communications and Information System. This is his disclosure, Mafika, disclosure. Paint man. That's the sovereign son of the soil. Son of the soil and the daughters of the soil. You have been soiled. And we are saying that across the party line, let's get our people's parliament, baby, because only the parliament is the engine of the country. If we can look, an independent and autonomous parliament can stop all this nonsense here. Nonsensical before they happen. Now, this is my Africa. He says he got a telephone from number one, the president. Kuna labafana bakwa Gupta, badinga ungeto, lwakho. Gicela ubasize. Ubasinde, or something of that sort. Meaning that the Gupta brothers need your help. Please help them. That is from the newspaper, Mafika, today's newspaper. It's a quote. The president himself. Now asking a public official to commit a crime. And when this officer met the brothers, the Gupta brothers, you know what he told me? Quote. So don't worry, man. Tell us where the money is. And tell departments to give you money, and if they refuse, we will deal with them. If you have a problem with any department, we'll summon ministers here. Now, Sachsenwald, they called him to their house in Sachsenwald, Mafrika. Private house. A whole official in government, and being given a call by the president to go to some private house of an expatriate Indian from nowhere. And they are asking for money. Here they are saying that they want to establish their newspaper called the New Age, demanding money, that this man must give the money from the government. And that if the minister's department give them a problem, they will summon ministers to their house. And this gentleman said, Mafrika said, I said to them, those are my leaders. I'm concerned if you give them instructions. And he was told, Mafrika, that's none of your business. I was told, Mafrika, that's none of your business to be worried about your leaders, your ministers. We will call them if you want. And ordinarily, Mafrika, this officer says, if confronted by a situation like this, you drive straight to your president's office or the ruling party. But the president of the ruling party has just instructed me to help these guys. I didn't do anything but just spoke to close friends. I couldn't do anything. I just spoke to close friends. Hey, my daughter, this is the situation. But if you had the People's Parliament, you would know to go to your own constituent representative to raise that issue with that person. So let's stop this merry-go-round, this joke that makes us the laughingstock in the 20th century after sacrificing so much for the liberation struggle. What the mess are you guys doing? Build the people's, that's why we are saying across the board for everybody, police, military, nurses, doctors, students, roads must fall, fees must fall. You've got to have your own constituent representative that will represent you and the community in parliament, and those who are so-called the smart Africans. Lead your communities. We don't need these Muribun leaders that are fighting for positions and sometimes they don't even respect the rulings of the court. Let's get community leaders must come there and build, send them to parliament from there. So Mafrika, this Mafrika says, I was extremely perturbed. And this Gupta man, this Gupta apparatchik, goes on to say that if the ministers were not cooperating, they, the Guptas, have a way of dealing with them. He said they have regular meetings with the president. President of what? Are they talking about the president of the country? And he goes on to say that, I'm not asking you, telling the public, this officer here. I am telling you, the meeting has to happen. It is urgent because we are launching the new age. We are launching the new age. I think that's the name of the newspaper. So they were telling him, I mean, in this case, they were telling him to come and meet them on Saturday. And the man was going to a family outing. And they told him, no. We're not asking you. We are telling you to come to a meeting. The meeting has to happen. It is urgent because we are launching our newspaper here. We are not asking you, and actually I want to meet you tomorrow, Saturday, not Monday. He said, I will talk to your seniors in government and you will be sorted out. Oh, Mamutibu, this is a son of Africa. He served and suffered and sacrificed, in the liberation struggle. You have lunkum poops like this to come and tell you in your own country. And this man goes on to say that, look, I'll talk to your seniors in government and you will be sorted out, okay? We will get you, we'll replace you with people who will cooperate. Now, Mafrika, this is racketeering. This is conspiracy, blackmail. This is extortion and intimidation against a public official and a son of the soil. This is a threat, Mafrika, like holding a gun in your head on your job, that you're going to lose your job. It is no different than running a mafia. But Mafrika, you have the government by so-called majority party. Of course, they got 39%. You are not the majority no more. Forget it. We have to fight for that 61% that didn't vote. Let us fight for it. You are not the majority no more. You are the minority because, much worse, you are run by an Indian family. A family from India. This is not xenophobia. Forget about that. And you know what? You'll get out of there. You'll get out of that country because we did not sacrifice our blood and tears and limb for nonsense like this. We have no record, no nothing, no history. But it happens that we have a political system. All right? Political system is the one that's allowing these moribund psychophants, parasites. Mafrika Feiji meant a woman, respectable African woman, heroine of the liberation struggle, former chair, member of parliament, chairperson of the Public Enterprise Committee in parliament. Now, she was called by these people at the same place. She thought she was going to meet the president at the Tiller House. No, they drove her to these imbeciles, Toshinis. And they asked him, Africa, look, there's a position for you. You can be the minister, all right? But for you to be the minister in a week's time, you have to agree to assist us, South African Airways, not to run the Indian routes anymore. You give it to us. And she says the president was sitting in another room. Now, these very same people tell us, no. You are lying, man. To this small Africa, you are lying. You have to sign a police affidavit to prove that you allegate, and your allegation has to be proven in court. Okay, fine. But there's another one, Africa, Jonas Msebenzi. Now, the current deputy minister in Treasury, the most pivotal and central institution in government, Africa. And they told him, they called him, they said, look, the president's son was the intermediary. He facilitated the meeting, the facilitator of the meeting. And in his presence, Mafrika, with these extortionists, they asked him to say, look, you'll get the position of the finance minister, okay? You'll get the position of the finance minister. Now, I might have mixed up the public enterprise committee, I mean, chairperson. She was given the minister for public enterprise, not finance. She was given the ministry for public enterprise. Now, Jonas Msebenzi, the current deputy minister of finance, was called in by these people at their private residence, promised, look, you'll become the minister of finance. And if you agree to work with us, we'll fix you. We'll fix you up, man. But you got to get rid of certain people. They mentioned the tax and finance sector policy head, the technical advisory sector head, and the procurement
90 seconds.
Officer. Now get rid of those people. Then you'll be the minister. And they said, this makes a mockery of our and democracy. No one apart from the president appoints ministers. But Mafika, they turned around against it and said, look, their response of this family, the latest allegation are just more political point scoring between rival factions within the ANC. Now, for this guy to say that it's a rival function against the within the ANC. To be clear, any suggestion that the Gupta family or any of our representatives or associates have offered anyone a job in government is totally false. Mafika, they said other things that no one can accept as a son of Africa. But we are saying, Mafika, rise up, Mafika, take your people's parliament. We are too scared that we are not representative, we have been run by a mafia, and somebody has to go to jail as of tomorrow. So the appeal is, Mafrika, across the party political line, let's elect the people's parliament. It will take care of this. Because ministers don't have anybody to talk to. They have not anybody to run to. Only the people's parliament, Mafrika. So izoletu, fatsaralona, shangolasho, tikurahina. Thanks, Mafrika, for the privilege of talking to you, and thanks for listening. Thank you, my friend.